ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमः नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु हबाद्रिषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवत्युत्थामस्तोके भक्तिभावचिनास्तिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 7। इंद्र ऑफेंड्स बृहस्पति। टेक्स्ट 23। Magavan disvasata pasya praksinam gurati kramat samprati pachitam bruyat kavyam harajya bhaktita adadiran nilayanam Mahapi Birgu Devata Magavam Dvisattha Pasya Praksinam Gurati Kramat Samprati Pachitam Bhuya Kavyam Haradhya Bhaktita Adadiram Nilayana Mapi Birgu Devata Magavan Dvista Pasya Rakshinam Gurasti Kramat Samprati Upachitam Bhuya Kavyam Haradhya Bhaktita Adadiram Nilayana Mama Pi Birgu Devata.
Bhagavan Vasacharya Prakashya
Adiram Nilayana Mahapi Birgu Devata
Bhagavan
Dvisata Parsya
Rakshinam
Gurvati Krama
Pratipachitam Bhuya
Abhyam Adhayam Bhaktita
Dadiram
Nilayanam
Mahapi
Birgu Devata
Bhagavan
Vishnavasya
Rakshinam
Gurvati Krama Dariram Nilayanam Mahapi Birgu Devata.
Matajis,
Pratikama. Tavyam Aradhya Bhaktita. Adhaniram Nilayanam. Namami Prabhudevata.
Magavan. O
Indra.
Dvisata.
Your enemies.
Tasya
jassi
prakshinan,
being very weak,
formerly, guru atikramat,
because of disrespecting their guru,
sukracharya, I'm sorry, their guru sukracharya.
Samprati,
at the present moment,
Upachitan,
powerful,
Buya,
again,
Kavyam,
their spiritual master,
Sukracharya,
Aradhya,
worshipping,
Bhaktita,
with great devotion,
Adadiran,
may take away,
Nilayanam,
the abode,
Satyaloka,
Mama,
my,
Api,
even,
Brigudevata,
who are now strong devotees of Sukracharya.
The disciple of Bhrigu.
Translation and purport by His Venerable Grace Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki.
Translation.
O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect towards Sukracharya. But since they have now worshipped Sukracharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Sukracharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my abode from me. Purport. Lord Brahma wanted to point out to the demigods that by the strength of the Guru, one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of the Guru, one can lose everything. This is confirmed by the song of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Asha Prashar Bhagavat Prasharo, Asha Prasharam Nagatiktopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Although the demons are insignificant in comparison to Lord Brahma, because of the strength of their guru, they were so powerful that they could even seize Brahmaloka from Lord Brahma. We therefore pray to the spiritual master, Mukham Kaloti Vachanam Bhangam Lagate Girim At Kripatatham Vande Shri Gurum Jinataranam. By the mercy of the Guru, even a dumb man can become the greatest orator. And even a lame man can cross mountains. As advised by Lord Brahma, one should remember this sastric injunction if one desires success in his life. Om Jnanam Timnadasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshum Minitam Inatashma Shri Gurave Namaha
Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostate Tapchakana Gorangi Radhe Brisavana Suhare Brisavana Sute Devi Pranamame Hare Priye Vanchakalpatanum Jascha Kripasanum Yahivacha Patitanam Pavinivibyo Vaishnavibyo Namo Namaha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saravasa Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesa Sunyavadi Satsatari Satarina Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Kuroti Vachanam Pangam Lagayate Girim Yat Kripa Tattaham Vande Sri Gurum Dhinatharanam Gurum Giram Bhavishna Hare Krishna everyone. I would especially like to acknowledge the presence of many senior devotees, many senior matajis, especially His Holiness Anuman Prakash Maharaj, who nicely gave nectar yesterday. So I don't know what to say because He has already said everything yesterday. It's very difficult. I should have spoken yesterday and He spoke today. But the Father has spoken, then the Son, what can the Son do? Only to repeat. So Maharaj, please pray that you get Shakti. I can speak something. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we are in this very interesting chapter. Indra offends Brihaspati. You know, in some previous activities, we heard that Shukracharya, one time, when Krishna came as Vamanadeva, very small, and a dwarf, so he wanted to get some dakshina from Bali, his devotee. So Shukracharya was opposed to that. And mystically, he tried to prevent the water to come out from Kamadenu. You know, you went to offer some dakshina, you need to purify your hands. So, like the water, to purify the hands, the water was not coming. Why? Because Shukracharya told his disciple Bali, this boy, you see him as a small boy. He's not a small boy. He's a supreme lord. So don't give. If you give him 3 steps, you are finished. You're going to take everything from you. Please don't give. But Bali Maharaj was confused about you. You're my guru. And you're supposed to, you know, teach me what's the best. Anyway, Shukracharya was not happy that his disciple wanted to give that offering. So he prevents the water to come out from the Kamadenu. One. How? With his eyes. So, being all-knowing, Lord Vamanadeva knew that, okay, this is something happening. So he took something, a blade of grass, something, and just put it in the hole of the Kamadenu, and it pierced the eyes of Shukracharya. You know, so here, Shukracharya, he has power to give, to bless his disciples. You know? So, in the previous times, always Krishna protects his devotees. Always. There's no time Krishna neglects the protection of his devotees. But why today, Krishna is not protecting his devotees? Why that? Because of offense. And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Kunteya Pratijanihi Namibhakta Pranachati, that my bhakta, my devotee, will never perish. Arjuna, please say it boldly. Even Krishna, at a point, he has to break his own promise. You know, I don't want to participate to the war. But when he saw that his devotee Arjuna was in danger, he has to break the promise because he cannot, you know, see his devotees being killed, being destroyed. This is Krishna. So why in this case, same Krishna is not on the side of the devotees? It is because of offense. You know. So when you look at the word offense, in Sanskrit it's called aparada. Aparada. Aparada means there are two words. Aparada. Aparada. When you say bhakta, the opposite is abhakta, non-devotee. So when you say rada, the opposite is arada, something that is not rada. So aparada means without rada. You are doing something, but there is no rada in that thing. So we all know the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. Who can mention maybe one or two? What can we expect from Srimati Radharani? What kind of blessing she gives? Huh? Any quality that Srimati Radharani has? Which kind of blessing she can?
Compassion.
Yes. Srimati Radharani can give. She can give. She's compassionate. Yes, but this is the quality. But what can she give? What do we expect from Srimati Radharani when we worship her?
Love for Krishna.
What?
Love for the Lord.
Yes. Love of the Lord Krishna. I want three. It's one. What's again? Well, love of Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. What? Service. Okay. Another one. Anyone? Let's say blessing, protection, many things she can give. So, aparada means without rada. So it means if you commit offense, what you are doing, there is no blessing. You're saying there is no love of Krishna, there is no protection, there is no compassion, there is nothing because it is removed. That is out of rada. Just like you cook a very nice sabji with all the spices in the world, in India. Very nice, but the most important ingredient, which is salt, is not there. Yes. So how can you enjoy this kind of subject? It's not possible. So the principal ingredient in our devotion is Srimati Radharani. So when you commit aparada, jiva parada, seva parada, dharma parada, Vaishnava parada, and guru parada, all type of parada, there is no rada. That means there is no blessings. See, this place is called Vrindavan. Then the queen of this place is called Vrindavanishwari. Vrindavanishwari. If you get your money, get ticket to come to Vrindavan to come and see Krishna, because you heard about Krishna, but the controller of this place is called Srimati Radharani. So if she is not pleased, then you cannot make any progress. So this verse, the demigods, which are always very, very powerful, but this time they have been vanquished by the demons. Even Lord Brahma is saying that the demons have become so powerful that they have even
sees his own abode. Yes. So the situation is very, very dangerous here. Do you know that to offend a guru, it's very, very, very dangerous. So we can even ask ourselves, what could Sri Sri Rara Govinda ki, Sri Sri Rara Samsundar ki, Sri Sri Gonta ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki? What could make someone to offend his guru? What? It is describing nectar of instruction. There is a nice analogy there, comparing the guru and the Ganges. No, the Ganges is very powerful river, but apparently it does not look nice for the newcomers in India. I give my example. When I went to India the first time, and that was in 2003, came to India for the first time. So anybody coming to India for the first time, they have things in mind. Ganga, Jamuna, Govardhan, like that. So I was in Mayapur doing Bhakti Sastri, and I was late for the course, so I didn't have time to go and take bath in Ganga. About 2 weeks, I didn't go there. So in a dream, someone told me, look, now you have become a great pandit. You are in India, you cannot even go to see Ganga in a dream. So the next day, I went to Ganga to take baths. But when I went there, when I arrived to the bank of Ganga, I saw so many things. A dead dog, no, cow, people passing stool, so many things at the bank of Ganga. So I say, this is Ganga. This is Ganga. So to be frank, I was there, I could not enter the water and take bath. And I remember in the class that if you go to Ganga and your mind you're not clear, please get out from there. Because I was committing mental offenses. Like, what is this water? It's not clean. It's not proper. So immediately, I left the place. And I went to prepare myself very nicely. I went to proper samadhi, to pay obeisances. I went to the samadhi of the Vaishnava samadhi in Mayapur to also pay obeisances to my guru, Maharaj. I think it was, to the devotees there. And it took me another week to prepare myself to again go back to Ganga. At that time, I was psychologically prepared. That time, I could easily take bath in the Ganga. Oh, what I want to mean? I want to mean that, okay, the guru apparently may appear, having some defects. Beauty, he doesn't have wealth, he doesn't have education, something material that we think as devotee, as a disciple, we may think that guru is lacking. So, based on that, we may look down the guru. And that is the starting point of committing a parad. Then, when you don't love somebody, 100%, then the tendency is to argue. They give you instruction, then you say, well, you give me instruction, but why if I do this, why if I do like that? Because you don't really accept that person fully as our guide. That's why it is very, very important to analyze the guru very well before you take initiation. Because when you take initiation, then where is Kantimala? Kantimala? Kantimala means those who are not initiated. You have one round, which means you have to follow the guru with your body. You have to serve the guru with your body. Then you get 2 rounds. Of Kantimala, you have to serve the guru with the body and the words. Then those who are initiated, then you take initiation with Kantimala with 3 rounds, which means you serve the guru with your body, your words, and your mind. So nothing belongs
to a disciple, as soon as you take initiation, nothing belongs to you anymore. To become a fool, just like you go to take milk. One guru gave you milk. You have to, if you have water, you have to empty the cup and give the cup to guru to put milk. But if you keep your water, you cannot get. So that is the attitude of the guru. So if we really understand what is the guru, then we cannot. Then it says, mentioned here, we sing it every morning. Yasha prashado, bhagavat prashado. Every day we sing it. Every day we sing it. It means when Paramatma knows that, yes, this my son is ready to become a devotee, then he push, as a Chaitanya Guru, he pushed the guru to meet the disciple. Then the guru also, by his mercy, the disciple can get Krishna. First, Krishna push the living entity. Okay, here go. This is the ISKCON temple. Go there. And you meet devotees. They introduce you to a guru. Guru give you initiation. And from there, the guru also will teach you how to get Krishna. See, so we have three types of disciples, generally. We have the guru, Guru Atya. Guru Atya means the one who kill the guru. We have also Guru Tyagi, those who abandon the guru. And we have Guru Sevya, those who serve the guru. The guru Atya means to kill the guru. Kill the guru not necessarily physically, but you neglect his instruction, you don't give him obeisances, you don't do any regard to the guru. The guru Atya. And abandon the guru, and maybe the guru is not giving you what we expect, like material facilities. Then, okay, we have this tendency, then this material world, we have the tendency to change things. You know? Because Kali is not a golden age, it's Satya. Satya is very good, but in Kali, everything that stays for some time, it become old. So we have a tendency to change things. We change religion, we change vehicle, we change diet, change so many things. Even we change guru also. If you think that the guru is not giving me what I'm expecting. Because in the beginning, I was thinking that, okay, guru may give me anything I want. A laptop, a mobile, a flight ticket, so many things like that. If those kind of things are not coming, then we think, well, guru maybe is not the real guru. Then we may abandon him. So the best disciple is the one, it's called Guru Sevya. He's the one who is always ready to serve his guru. We have the example of even now, before giving the other example, now, in ISKCON, we have a very nice example. In Mayapur, you know, we have this our dear spiritual master, dear disciple Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Jabhatak Maharaj. You know, we all know the situation is going through. I'm telling you, if His Holiness Jabhatak Maharaj was to be an ordinary man in the world, in the coming world, I don't think people will come close to him to serve him at this point. Yes, because he has very good quality of disciples, so they are ready to even die for him. You know, his situation is difficult now, but anything he wants, the disciples are ready, even more than before. Understand? So in the case of Madhavendra Puri also, Ishwara Puri, he became the guru of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Why? Because his service attitude towards his guru Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was very, very old. Can't walk. He sits in one place the whole day. No, somebody sitting in one place the whole day. He's going to eat there, he's going to sleep there, he's going to urinate there, he's going to pass through there, I'm sorry. Anything you want to do, you must do in one place there. So his disciple has to take care of all these things. Yes. Then, if there is no love of guru, then you cannot do. Maybe you can do this for 2 days, 3 days, at most 1 week. Then it's become more than that, and you say, my friend, look, I have other things to do. I cannot waste my time here. But where is this love? When there is love for guru, then we transcend the body. Then you can take the example of Ganga. Then you don't see the guru, the material body, the physical body of the guru. You will see the guru as a via media of Krishna. Krishna is speaking through the spiritual master. That is very, 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 very important. So offense is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Even in the Sri Chaitanya-Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya-Bhagavata also, we have this example of the so-called, I'm saying so-called because it's not really offense. This is the offense of Madhusashi. Madhusashi, she is the mother of Lord Gauranga, but she was having some kind of thoughts towards Advaitacharya. Because Advaitacharya made one of her son sannyas. So she was not happy. She was thinking, look at this. Look at this person. We call him Advaita. Advaita. Advaita means non-dual. But actually he is Dvaita. He is duality. He is full of confusion. He's full of bad things. How can you prevent me from my son? And again, he's getting closer to my other friend, my other son, Nimai. I know very sure, very soon, again, he's going to take my son away from me again. So she was thinking like that, in the mind. So one day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing prema. Everybody, yes, we are sitting there, pure love of God. She was distributing. Then everybody was receiving, but he was not giving prema to his own mother. Then the devotee told him, hey, what about your mother? And he said, no, I'm not giving her any prema because she committed offense. And everybody was shocked. How? It's possible. She's our loving mother. She didn't commit any offense. Then Mahaprabhu said, did you see what he did? It's like that. She's offended Advaitacharya. She has to go and beg him for forgiveness. Okay, we know the story. She tried to beg for forgiveness. Advaitacharya didn't accept. But when we heard her, she begged for forgiveness, and that's how she now became forgiven by Lord Chaitanya. So, she means that even Lord Gauranga himself is not tolerating an aparada, offense. So, that is the thing that is destroying the devotees. Actually, if you are in ISKCON, the system of ISKCON is made in such a way that we become closer to Krishna, and nothing else can destroy the devotee's life. One story, one time Lord Vishnu went to hell, hellish planet. When he was there, he saw so many people suffering, crying, lamenting. Then he called Lord Brahma, Jamaraj. Come, what is this? Why people are suffering here? Lord Brahma said, Jamaraj said, yes, these people they are suffering because they committed so much sins. So it's not my fault. But he said, but it's difficult to. I cannot, see this suffering too much. It's too much. Then they call the general manager of hell. It's called Papa Purusha, the sin personified. It's called Papa Purusha. Papa Purusha. So, Vishnu called Papa Purusha. Okay, come. I'm going to destroy you because you are making these living entities to suffer too much. Then Papa Purusha said, man, anyway, I'm also your devotee. This is my service. Anyway, some arguments, some bargaining, and Vishnu said, well, so from now, you are going to disappear, and you will only appear during Ekadasi day. And when you appear on Ekadasi day, you remain, you stay in the grains. Only the grains. That's why devotees avoid eating grains, cereals, in Ekadasi day. So, agreement was made that Papa Purusha get up from there and only appear only Ekadasi days and on the grains only. And also, when you look at in our system, ISKCON system, we have the four regulatory principles. The four regulatory principles, they are the pillars of Dharma, of religion. Compassion, truthfulness, purity, and austerity. These are the four pillars of Dharma. Just like this chair is here. I'm sitting comfortably. You know, because four pillars are there. So these four pillars of religion, they are broken by the four pillars of sins. Intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and meat eating. So this is the situation. So, in ISKCON, before taking initiation, the guru asks us, how many rounds chant? At least 16 rounds. What are the four regulatory principles? We mention them. So, looking at the story of Papa Purusha, he has to disappear and manifest itself only on Ekadasi day and in the grain, and following the four regulatory principles, I think a devotee who follow this properly, I think Maya can enter his life. Kali cannot have effect. Just like sometimes there is some disease in a village. So the doctors come and make some injection to the children there. So if that sickness comes, those children who already got vaccination, they can't be attacked by that sickness. But those children who did not do the vaccination, they will be exposed to the sickness. So, just like in ISKCON, we've got vaccination for principle and all things we do, Ekadasi, then anything from outside ISKCON cannot affect a devotee. But the only thing that can destroy a devotee is aparada. Yes. You follow the regulatory principles, you follow Ekadasi, you sent 62 rounds, 42 rounds, but if you commit aparada, then that's going to affect you. Even when Yamaraj was complaining to Lord Vishnu, this is your incarnation, Mahaprabhu is making me jobless. You know, my office is going to close now because I don't have any people to register to my, you know, my abode, because everybody is gone pure by chanting Hare Krishna. Lord told him, you don't worry. It's true. Those who are going to chant Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, you cannot touch them. But don't worry. Still, you are going to get at least some customers. Those who are going to commit offense, that we can take them. You see, it is a guarantee that anybody chanting Maha Mantra, nothing. But if you commit offense to a Vaishnava, to a guru, any type of offense, then you become the property of Kali. Again, the Jagai Madai, they were doing all kind of nonsense. No reaction. No reaction. All kind of things. They were drug addicts, they were alcoholics, they were raping girls. So many bad things they were doing. No reaction. But when they touch a devotee, a Vaishnava,
the hunger of Krishna. See, so it's very, very, very dangerous, the offense. Atimata means mad elephants. You have a small garden, with salad and vegetables. If even a small baby elephant enter that garden, finish, destroy everything. Yes. So the only way, I mean, because this age is called quarrel, hypocrisy, and illusion. Especially the quarrel. Quarrel means there is one of the demons that Krishna killed in Vrindavan. One of the fire demon. His duty is to bring quarrel among Vaishnavas. Because there are 24 demons that they have killed. Putana is false guru. Like that. And I think many things like that. So that demon fire is the demon that brings quarrel among Vaishnavas. So Kali's tactics is to divide and rule. So this tactic is not starting in this planet. Long time, this divide and rule policy is there. Because Kali saw that, okay, all the devotees are very powerful individually. They are very powerful. They are chanting around, they are following Ekadasi, they are reading books. Very nice, very nice. But I have not said my last word. I will see, I'll make sure then they quarrel among themselves. And make sure they commit offense among themselves. Then I can get them. Otherwise, there is no way Kali or Maya can penetrate in the life of a devotee. So our only prayer is to make sure we don't commit offense. So how do you call this thing? What we have to put around our neck, it is that prayer. Every morning we sing it every day. Huh? This is the third shloka of Shishtakam. You know it. The third shloka. Tinara Pishunishana, Tarada Pisayishana, Manajina Manadina, Kitanya Sadahari. We just say it, but we don't take time to analyze the words, the meaning. The meaning, what is the meaning of that prayer? Yeah. So you have to be more tolerant than a blade of grass. And we have to give respect to others without expecting any respect in return. A tree is there. Just cut the tree, no problem. Take the leaves of the tree for medicine, no problem. And again, the tree is going to give you shade. She's not complaining. A blade of grass is on the street. Everybody will pass there, march on it. Cows, dogs, no complaint. No. Devotee has to be like, not just saying it. We have to practice how to be humble. That is the only way we can guard ourselves from committing offense. Because the man is there. The man, even though he don't do it physically, you can think of it. By thinking, already, finish. So we have to make sure that we try to worship the devotees. We have to worship not only become Kanista. Kanista Bhakta is the one who only give respect to the deities, only give respect at least maybe to Guru and some few proper disciples. After that, finish. So this is Kanista Bhakta. But if you do that, then even you offend a Rishawala. You don't know tomorrow, it takes you to Roy Bazaar. You ask you, are you doing? I say, I'm doing Krishna. Okay? This take the book. You read it. Tomorrow, you become a devotee. You become a Vaishnava also. Then, your offenses start counting. It was a Rishawala. You offend him because you say, oh, this guy is not important. You know? Sometimes there is argument with Rishawalas because of 1 rupee. It takes you from temple to Ray Bazaar. You're going to argue for 1 rupee.
Give him, just give him 1 rupee, 2 rupee, like that. So don't just be Kanista Bhaktas, you have to be just devotees. A devotee always see Krishna in the heart of everyone. Why do you do Vanshakalpatanamyacha, Kripatanamyacha? What is it meaning? Because I see Krishna in your heart, you see Krishna in my heart. That's the meaning. We are not paying obeisance to the body. We are giving respect to the Paramatma inside. And you're also giving respect to the Paramatma in my body. So if you have this mindset, then this is guarantee that we are going to save ourselves from committing apara. Because apara is going to destroy. Just like even Lord Brahma's abode was seized by the... Lord Brahma is very powerful. You know, Lord Brahma is the one who gives, you know, blessing to the demons. To Hiranyakashipu, to Hiranyaksha, to Ravana. Lord Brahma will give them power. Well, how come today himself is having problem? Lord Indra, who can defeat Indra? Nobody. Ah, nobody can defeat. Look at the, when it's going to rain. Just hear the thunderbolt. Very frightening. It's Indra. But Indra now has problem here. Because of offense. So offense is very, 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 very bad. It can be fly very, very, very far in the sky. But the offense will bring it down. Offense. Parada. So this is, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be in our circle. We have to be like Lakshman. Lakshman told Sita, this is a circle. Please remain inside. Don't go out. Don't go out. Sit there. So in ISKCON also, we have Sita Prabhupada made a circle for us. The four religious principles, Shrimad Bhagavatam, the deities, so many things. If you follow them, will remain in the circle. Close. Nothing can happen. But in the circle, what are you doing in the circle? Very good. Outside, nothing can enter in the circle. That is true, okay? But in the circle, be careful of what you're thinking. Because you commit offense. Last point, when Dhruva Maharaj, he was 5 years old, his stepmother offended him. He went to sit in the lap of the father. She said, my friend, get out from there. If you want to become a king also, you must die and take birth in my womb before. So the boy was offended. And we know the story, how I think Sunishi or Surichi, she got burned in the fire. Because of, she offended, and Prahlad was like this boy. You may think, okay, this is a boy, this is a small boy. But if you offend, it's God. Give up, Prahlad. If you offend him, and tomorrow you become a pure devotee, then you are in trouble. You see, so this is, in the dam especially, yesterday Maharaj spoke about that, the offense in the dam. If you're in the dam, in the mind. Maharaj said, if you think that, if you are seeing that you are having some bad thoughts, just get out to the dam. Otherwise, you are going to destroy yourself. You're going to destroy your devotional kripa. Destroy everything. That's why even my Guru Maharaj told us, one time I came to India, first time, he said, stay in Vrindavan few days, and go to Mumbai. Go to Mumbai in Chupati. Usually I used to stay Chupati. And I have many friends there. So we stay Mayapur because of festival. Come to Vrindavan few days. This evening I'm going this evening. 6 o'clock, bye bye. I came only 3 days. I want to, you know, commit aparad. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any comment? It's already 9 o'clock.